No, and you want to have a different experience of it on Sunday. Well, thanks for coming in, Lou.
Oh, thanks for having me, Erin.
Thank you all for listening. I'm Erin Yankee, and this has been News from the Boo.
The time now is 5:59. You are listening to KBOO Portland. Coming up next, we have Kitchen Table Conversations.
KBOO Community Radio holds an open meeting concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be conducted at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The Program Advisory Committee meets the second Tuesday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held. To request notice of board meetings in writing, please email Monica at kboo.org.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Radical Chorus Workshop and Skillshare on December 11th at 3 p.m. at Revolution Hall in Portland. Led by Mo Baustern, founding member of the Amalgamated Everlasting Union Chorus Local 824, the Radical Chorus Workshop and Skillshare will define what a radical chorus is, discuss affinity groups, protests, and the effectiveness of fabulous outfits, and teach protest songs by Chumbawamba, The Frogs, Loretta Lynn, and more. Again, that's the Radical Chorus Workshop and Skillshare on December 11th at 3 p.m. at Revolution Hall, 1300 Southeast Stark Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
No. Stuff's been heavy on my mind and heavy on my chest lately, so look at the world around us, man, it's crashing and it's burning. Got me praying to the Lord for better days and deep discernment. I'm not nosy, I'm observant. I acknowledge I ain't perfect. Trying to turn the other cheek and trying to be the bigger person. But it's easier than said, it's all reflecting in my head. No more dwelling on the past and being worried about what's next. It's like I'm on my last breath and with a noose around my neck. And it's day and age to reach its age, it really is a blessing. Oppression and depression got me stressing with this lesson. Is God trying to tell me something? If he isn't, what's the message? I'm trying to get this money for my brother who's a college kid. Crying to myself like thank the Lord. Lord God, he really did it. Leading by example wasn't hard. And plus,
hello again. This is Mary Postlewaite with Kitchen Table Conversations. Delphine Crescenzo is my engineer tonight.
Hello, everyone.
And we will be visited by, again, my daughter, Marshalia. So when she gets here, I want to start off by saying I hope everybody out there stays warm. It's freezing outside. Oh, my Lord. When I was coming in here, I swear, I have two pairs of socks on, a pair of pants, a dress, a shirt, a sweatshirt, and my coat, and I was freezing. So I just want to say I hope everybody out there stays warm during this freezing weather that we're going to be having. So I didn't invite anybody to come in today because I want to have more time for you, the listeners, to be able to call in and give me your opinions or you know, statements, whatever you want to call it, about the topic that I'll be talking about today or topics. Delphine, could you quickly give them the phone number?
Sure. The phone number to call is 503-231-8187. 231-8187.
Okay. So last month, and thank you, Dale. Last month, we were talking about marijuana usage, and I got a lot of calls, and a lot of you, I wasn't able to take your call. So if you were one of the people that called last month in and had something to say, and you're listening, go ahead and call back. We want to hear what you got to say. So I want to continue to talk about the usage of marijuana, specifically with our teenagers and the younger adults. And the reason I say that is because I'm a mother of a young teenager and a young adult. And, you know, I've always raised them to make their own choices and to do what they feel is best for them. So, you know, marijuana usage in my home it's not taboo. It's something that happens every day. And I've educated my children on it. And, you know, I just like to hear what other people have to say about whether or not, you know, their opinion of it with teenagers as medicinal, or if it's just, you know, the kids are just wanting to go out there and get high. I personally believe the medicinal way, but, you know, that's just my opinion. And when we, after we talk about that, I want to talk a little bit about this election and what the results of our president-elect coming into office and some of the ideas that I think may happen or that I'm worried about or concerned about. And I'd like to hear from you guys, maybe some concerns or what you think about it. Whether, you know, keep it PG, this is family time, so, you know, but, you know, for or against, it makes no difference to me. I want to hear what you guys have to say. So, you know, when I say that I'm a mother of, you know, a young teenager and there's marijuana use in my house, I don't mean that, you know, I'm this big drug addict or whatever and I do all this around my kids. It's not like that. You know, my son has had behavior problems his whole life, and I have medical issues. So, you know, I use it as a medicinal purpose. And I've noticed that for some of the teenagers around my house, or like not necessarily my house, but my apartments or my son's school and things like that, I've noticed changes in some of them that I know well, and some for the good and some for the bad. You know, the behaviors are different. I noticed that they're more relaxed, more willing to talk, more willing to open up to the people around them. So in a situation like that, I feel that it's positive, but then, you know, there's always the negative. So, you know, I'm not saying for any kids to go out there and to do any kind of, you know, drugs, marijuana, drink, none of that. That's not what I'm saying at all. But for my opinion, I believe that regulated and taught to be used in a way that's not, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
That's not glorifying
right,
it.
Right.
It's not looking at it as something that is to play with. It's actually
right.
Looking at it as a medicine.
Because you're cool.
Giving it respect. Or, right.
Right. Right. Absolutely. So thank you, Dale. You know, that's, I'm not advocating for that. But, you know, I would like to hear what you think on using marijuana in situations where there's like behavioral issues or, you know, maybe a child who has some mental disabilities. What do you think?
Well, I think for me, this is particularly interesting because I have worked in the mental health field for quite a few years with youth in particular, but also I've worked with adults. And so I have been exposed to actually use of pharmaceutical,
right.
Prescription drugs,
right.
For helping with some of the things that you are talking about using marijuana for.
Absolutely.
And so I have seen kind of firsthand, I mean, not firsthand, you know, because those things have not happened to me and I wouldn't want to minimize what they are, but I have encountered and have had firsthand, you know, interactions with people who have been prescribed some of these drugs and are somewhat unhappy with the kind of life that has created for them.
Mm-hmm.
Adults who, for example, you know, have been on some of these drugs, you know, for a very long time, and then it causes like all kinds of other health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And in the long term, you know, kidney failures and things like that in most serious cases. And then when you see that some of the drugs that are known clinically to cause liver disease in adults are then prescribed to children, then I think that, you know, that is somewhat concerning to me.
Absolutely.
And so that's why I think that it's important that we have these conversations and talk beyond the glorification of what weed does and the fact that it does get you high and the other effects that it has. But I think beyond that, there are some very, very significant medicinal uses that have been proven, that can really be interesting alternatives. And right now, I think that people are not looking at those alternatives because they feel it's taboo because, you know, of the psychic effects, you know, of the weed plant.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Sorry, my phone just went off. It was my sister from a long time ago. But anyway, I won't apologize. I take medication for various things. And one of the things that I take medication for is pain. And I try to minimize as much of the pain medication that I take because I really don't want to take a whole bunch of quote unquote pharmaceutical drugs. And in replace, I try to do more herbal remedies. And with that comes marijuana, which is technically an herb or a plant, a flower, that serves the purpose for me. It helps me with my pain and the issues that I have where I don't necessarily always have to take that pain medication to help myself. My daughter just walked in the room. Hi, Marshalia. She's bringing me my coffee. Woohoo! Oh. So, Marshalia, we're talking about, the use of marijuana and the differences in, the using it for medicinal purposes. You see that I smoke every day and I smoke for medicinal purposes because of my behavior and attitude and my pain of various reasons. But so you see it. You see the usage and how it's used. I've tried to educate you guys growing up so that you're not just out there, doing whatever you do, you can't, whatever. You know, I try to make sure that you guys are responsible about everything you do. Do you think that growing up and seeing me smoking marijuana, or seeing your friends do it, how do you feel that, like, your outlook on it has how do you feel you look at it nowadays? Now that you're grown and I've taught you what I could teach you. You know what I'm saying? What do you think?
My thoughts.
What about somebody like your brother? Yeah, I mean, you know how he is.
So first, hello everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. Sorry if I sound icky, I'm sick.
We've been sick for the last
week. And I just came out of the cold from getting coffee, so I might sound out of breath. But my thoughts on marijuana, I definitely think that it can be used in a bad way, for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
And people can...
Everything can be used in a bad way if that's what somebody's looking to do.
But as far as, people smoking it, I feel like it helps on so many different levels with, kids who have anger issues, cancer, whatever the case may be. There's so many things it can be used for.
Absolutely.
And if you're one of those people who use it for the right thing in the right ways, thank you. That's what we want. And if you're a person who just uses it because you want to be cool and it's what's going on at a party,
you're
please
not cool.
Stop. No.
Everybody's
just
cool.
Just please stop, because people like that
make it hard
for people who do need it,
absolutely.
And who really can use it. And if you guys aren't using it in the right way, then don't even do
Educate
it.
Educate yourself about
right.
it. So, I think that personally, whether you smoke marijuana or not, I think that you should educate your children. Nowadays, when marijuana became legalized in Oregon, I swear to God the people that I saw going into dispensaries buying marijuana just floored me.
Yeah.
Floored me. I couldn't believe it. From young to old, white, black men, women, lawyers that look like lawyers anywhere.
Doctors.
I was like, I was floored. I couldn't believe it. Everybody was coming out the woodworks now that it's legal. And that, you know, it just goes to show you that it's not as bad as what people think. We have people who are lawyers and doctors that use it, but they use it responsibly and they use it in a way that's not just, you know, oh, I'm cool, so I'm going to smoke some pot.
Right.
You know, it's not like that. But I think that everybody out there needs to have a conversation with their kids, you know, about this, because it's not the taboo thing that it was 10, 20 years ago, where, you know, it was not legal to have anything. We're not, you know, you're in a state where, like, you can't have anything, and the law there is so strict. I've been in states like that too, where there's zero tolerance. But it's becoming more of an open situation. And, you know, I feel like you educate your children about alcohol, which is also legal, but it does so much more damage. But you'll be quick. And I say this because I have done this myself, you know. If my kid goes out there and breaks the rules and gets drunk, I'm gonna be mad. I'm gonna be really upset that they did that. And if I didn't smoke marijuana and they went out there and they smoked marijuana and I thought it was wrong, I would be mad. But why is it more acceptable for them to be able to, you know, socially be, not that it's okay, but it's more acceptable if they got drunk, but if they had a joint, it's, oh my God, they're drug addicts, you know? But you see all these kids out there drinking, are they alcoholics?
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Yeah, we don't frame it that way. And that's what is strange. Also because we do offer with alcohol, we do, you know, sometimes people do talk about binge drinking and young people excess and stuff like that. But also when you look on TV or most of the ads, they show a very socially acceptable way of consuming alcohol.
Absolutely.
But when with weed, what we're talking about is the fact that the only vision out there that people have in the mainstream is one that is negative, mm-hmm. is one that is of the person who forgets, who is not productive,
right?
Lazy, you know, all of these kinds of stereotypes. And so we don't have, you know, social as a culture in the mainstream, we have not yet accepted some other alternative. That's also why I think it's super important that adults, you know, I myself am a teacher, and I do let my students know when they ask, you know, that I smoke. And, you know, at first they're a little surprised that I would be open about it. But I think it's important, you know, and of course I let them know that the school does not, you know, agree with young people smoking.
Right.
And I'm not inviting them to do that. I'm just letting them know the truth about what I do.
Right.
Because they asked. And I'm looking at building authentic relationships with them. So, but I think it's important also that they can see, wow, so my teacher, she's always on top of things, you know, she's always prepared for class. I really enjoy her classes. And also I know she does that, you know, in
right.
her free time. And, you know, she's someone who can do both, you know,
mm-hmm.
and that's important also to have those other models out there, those other narratives out there for, you know, young people to see, not just young people, but also for those people who
just
are
everybody
part
in
of
general.
Who believe in that mainstream idea that weed is only bad.
Yeah, I believe the same thing. You know, I grew up around it my whole life too. My dad was a hippie, you know, I smoked pot all the time. And It wasn't taboo in my house when I grew up either. It was normal, you know, and I saw that it would relax my father, who was also an alcoholic, but he was funny and happy. You know, what cat went? Sleepy, happy, hungry. Mm-hmm. So that's what you get when you get high. You get sleepy, you get happy, and you get hungry. I mean, hey, you know, not too many people want to go anywhere because they just want to sit at home and be warm and eat. But, you know, it is what it is. But... You know, if any of you out there are listening, tell me what you think. Let me know what you feel about, you know, your young adult or teenager who may have some issues. What do you think about that as opposed to the pharmaceutical drugs that they've put a lot of our children on today, mine included. So, you know, I don't agree with that. That's my opinion. I don't have to agree with it. So I'd like to hear what you guys got to say about it, too.
Yeah, so the phone number to call is 503-231-8187. 503-231-8187.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dale.
If anybody can hear me, I'm on my live right now. I just posted the number. So if you're watching, call in.
Hey. So now I want to switch gears real quick. And we can obviously come back to that when, you know, somebody wants to call in. But I want to talk about this election that just happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Did it really happen?
Did it really? I'm like,
I think it was a dream.
A nightmare. I'm saying.
Yeah, more like a nightmare.
I'm like, oh, my goodness. Okay, so, you know, anybody who knows me, they know that I have multiple biracial children. And who also have multiple friends who are of all nationalities. And I think the hardest thing that I've heard since the election is one of the children of another nationality cry and ask, does that mean that I won't be able to live with my mom? And that's horrible. It's absolutely horrible that a child would feel like that, you know. I want to hear your guys' opinion, you know, whether it's right or wrong. There's no right or wrong. Everybody's entitled to their own opinions, but please keep it PG. It's family hour. I don't want any cursing and no derogatory comments, please. I personally did not vote for either one because I couldn't. I couldn't decide, so I didn't. I was going to vote for Hillary, but
I voted for Scooby-Doo.
Yeah,
so
Hillary was going to be my vote, but you know, it is what it is. I don't think that that everything he said is going to happen. However, there's the possibility. So we have a caller. Jordan, are you there?
I am here.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I'm much warmer now.
That's great.
So tell me, what is it that your opinion is on, Trump or marijuana?
Marijuana.
Absolutely. So let me hear what you have to say.
I think that the medical benefits of marijuana are a beautiful thing, and that it is only going to progress to be even more technologically sound, and it'll be the forefront, I think, of the pharmaceutical side of what people would say. I think it's going to correlate with what we have going on now. I think it's going to just continue to progress.
Absolutely, I think so too. What do you think about younger teenagers, you know, 15 or above, who may have behavior issues? And instead of using the pharmaceutical drugs, what is your opinion on that?
I think that it is a wise idea. I personally have family that has the same kind of issues, and I see the benefits right in front of my eyes. So
right.
I think that with the advancement in the technology, it's only going to get better.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you calling, Jordan. And anytime you'd like to call in with another comment about any topic that I talk about, go ahead and call in.
So, all right, great.
Thank you very much.
Have a good evening.
You too.
See ya.
So we have another caller. Andrew, are you there?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Good. So tell me, what is it that you have opinion about?
I was just listening to last caller, and I think the main thing I don't like about marijuana is it kind of stops growth. You know, it's hard to grow from that. You kind of digest what you already have, you know. But a lot of what I was saying earlier was the mentality thing. Marijuana affects your mental state, I think, more than your physical state, for sure. But I think most effects are mental, and a lot of people don't realize that. I think that's why it's contributed to categorized with drugs a lot, because of the mental effects that mm-hmm. it has. That is unlike food or drinking, you know, that's more physical effects that mm-hmm. we notice as much anyway. I don't know. I just think that's a good point that a lot of people don't always consider.
And I appreciate that. That you call in yeah. and say that. That's great. I really like that. Thank you.
You're talking about like pain. I think a lot of it is just, it's almost like relaxation. It's like
yes,
it's shifting your mentality to where your mental can almost change your physical. But I think it's starting in your mental. It's not like physically pain killing. It's not like, you know, that to that state.
Well, I'd have to, you know, beg to differ with you on that one. Just because I choose not to take the pain medication that the doctors give me because I don't want to have to take any type of narcotic drugs. But I smoke marijuana because when I don't, then I have a hard time walking or picking something up with my hand or have headaches every day. So for somebody like myself who is in pain, then I would have to, you know, challenge you on that for the simple fact that it takes my pain away, so, and it makes me able to do the dishes and cook dinner for my kids, so, you know, works.
See, I'm not in any big amount of pain or anything like that, but what I think it makes me do is more of get my mind off of it, really. It almost makes me able to ignore it.
Well, I can't ignore it. I'm in pain regardless, but it does help me deal with the pain. I will say that.
Okay, yeah, so it's still there. It's
yeah. The edge is off, absolutely.
Okay, so, yeah.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I appreciate you calling in and letting me know that. You know, I'm glad that somebody actually can call in and say something that, you know, may be different than what I would say. That's great. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's always good. Yeah, it's good conversation.
Absolutely.
Thank
you, Andrew. Nice. You have a good night.
And, you know, I think also one thing that Andrew was bringing up is the fact that, you know, we can develop a mental ability, you know, to help relax our bodies, mm-hmm. you know. I think that that's one of the things that he was mentioning, you know. It was like, you know, because the weed also has that mental effect, which, you know, you could also find other ways to get that mental effect, such as,
absolutely.
You know, meditation, breathing, and things like that. But obviously, whenever you are in levels of pain, like you are in, Mary, there's definitely things that need to be done in order, as you say, to cope with it.
Right. And I actually, in a sense, I kind of agree with what he said in a way, because sometimes people do have like aches and pains, and not to, you know, you get a headache today and then you haven't had one for the rest of your life. That's not an excuse to go out there and start doing drugs or smoking marijuana or drinking or whatever. You know, but if you're having chronic pain every day and pain pills or narcotics just aren't working, I don't like to take narcotics. Excuse me. I don't like to feel out of my realm. And for me, marijuana doesn't make me feel like that. It simply just kind of relaxes my body to where I'm not hurting as bad. I don't get high like you would think, you know, people smoking marijuana, ooh, I'm high. It's not even like that. You know, that's not,
takes a lot for her to get high.
But that's not even my goal, though. You know, the goal is simply to take the edge off my pain and be able to do something throughout the day.
Right.
Without having to take narcotics from doctors and whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. But, you know, some people could use that as like, you know, oh, I'm in pain, let's go smoke some weed.
Yeah.
But it's really not pain, you know, or it's...
People say
I hurt my finger, so I need to
get
high.
People say that about me.
You know
that, like, you know? my pain or, you know, my injuries that I've had. It's you know, it's not enough. It's not, you know.
They don't understand.
It's nothing to them, and I'm like, what I say.
There's no understanding. You have to understand. You know, if you are someone who smokes marijuana, you know that there's different types of marijuana.
Yeah.
You know, there's different effects. Through different types of marijuana, you know, and you have to educate yourself. So, you know, nobody can tell anybody else what they feel. You know, my daughter can't sit here and tell me how much pain I'm in because she's not me. Right?
Right.
So, you know, only I can do that. So if I'm getting prescribed all these pills, why not smoke a joint instead? Mm-hmm. That's my belief. If I don't have to take all those 11 pills that the doctors wanted me to have.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then I'm going to get strung out on pain pills. Really? Okay, so, great. Okay, so, back to the election.
To Trump?
Absolutely. So, Dale, so...
Yes.
You know my son, and you know how he is. He's very literal and very technical.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at me and he was like, well, where am I going to go? Because he's not just black.
Right.
So now he's
but
confused.
But I could say the like, same what, thing. Like,
where am I going?
Where do I go?
You know?
Because I'm not just white.
So, okay. So that's my question. Is it, you know, can I get some clarification?
As to what he means?
Right.
I don't know. I'm not in his head.
I know.
Plus it changes every
what
day.
What is that? Right. I'm like... Okay, so now you want to be nice, and now you're not going to build the wall.
So this is what I would like to say. I think that the answer is we're not going anywhere. And, you know, we need to really, like, stick around and really create community.
Right.
Where we can actually, you know, protect each other. And I think that it starts with, you know, conversations. Talk to your neighbors. Make sure you know your neighbor. Your neighbors, make sure you share resources, mm-hmm. which, you know, I know you already do, you know, so...
Don't be so quick to judge other people.
Right.
Like I judged Trump when he was talking. Mm. I mean, I can't even lie. I did. I was like, you know what? I'm done. I don't even know. But if you really look at it, let's look at it from a different point of view. Trump has been a good businessman. He's made lots and lots of money. Okay.
I disagree.
I don't know if I'd say good.
You disagree?
Yeah.
I disagree.
Okay. I was going to say, I don't know if I'd say good, but...
When I say good, I don't mean good morally. Okay. I mean, he's made a lot of money as far
but
as...
But he's also went
cheating.
Bankrupt 3 times.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, I mean...
It takes a genius to think of
say.
Things like that.
Yeah.
When you're a hardened criminal, some of those things that people do, it takes a genius to figure things like that
I
out.
I know, but I also but think that it takes a good system that works in your favor also.
Yeah.
Yes,
if he could just take that he has and put it to more positive. You know what I mean? Do you understand what I'm saying?
But Trump's not going to do that.
Yeah, he's not going to do that.
Well,
we
okay,
know,
we
though.
Don't know that. However,
we don't know
I
what
don't
he's
believe
gonna do.
Trump is going to do
yeah,
that.
I don't believe he is either, but, you know, it is what it is. I don't agree with the situation. I don't agree with the, you know... I believe that Mickey Mouse should have become president.
I think in 2020, Michelle Obama needs to run for president.
Yeah, there's my vote.
Like,
yeah.
Mickey Mouse would be great. You
unfortunately,
know?
There's nothing to agree or disagree with.
Right.
There's just
Mickey
reality.
Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. Reality is Trump is going to be our president, and we have to deal with it.
Yeah, for the next 4 years, y'all. Four years.
So with that being said.
Call in about this.
What's going on with all these, you know, attacks and stuff that's happened since... Have you heard about them?
Yeah, I've definitely heard about a lot of different attacks going on all around.
Yeah, mainly, you know, South, Middle East, or, you know, Midwest.
I've been verbally attacked. I haven't been physically attacked.
You know, it's outrageous. And this is my message to the president-elect, which I don't know if he'll get it or not. And if he does, that's great. If not, I can still speak my mind. We are all equal. No matter what happens, you know, it's not okay for anybody to say something derogatory to somebody else for whatever reason it may be. You know, race aside, morally, you should act better. Morally, you should want to be a better person that way. Then you add the issues of the race, the racism and the sexism and all of the other isms that come along with him.
Mm-hmm.
And... so, you know, it's 2016 and it's about to be 2017 and we're like going back to get stuck back where we were way back in the day. This is supposed to be progression. History repeats itself, but let's be real. This is part of history that we don't want to repeat.
Right.
You know, we want to keep it pushing and move forward. So we have another caller. It's Barth. Did I say that right?
That's true.
Good. How are you this evening?
I'm doing well. I haven't heard your whole conversation, but I've caught the 15 or so minutes of it, and pretty interesting. On Mr. Trump, he's a successful businessman.
There
you go.
Good business. That's a good word, successful.
There you go.
He made a lot of money by ripping off his employees.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
By dodging taxes, by scamming charities and other people. He has very low moral character.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's very, very sad that he's risen to the level of the White House, but I don't think that that was a fair deal. I don't think that he was fairly elected, and I don't think that that his choices are going to endear him to large parts of the population. Mm-hmm. He's choosing people who are frankly evil.
Absolutely.
To be on his cabinet and to be his advisors, and a lot of people that are really out there. And, you know, we in Portland and the area, we have people who are out there, and we have people that are beyond the pale in terms of the norm, but usually they're not big haters.
Mm. Yeah. Right.
And I see just a lot of darkness in the office and the, you know, the his idea of what the country should be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so I'm hoping that we can all, as you said, you know, join together with your neighbors and back people up and
mm-hmm.
and share resources. I think that's a good idea. But also share ideas mm-hmm. and stand up. You know, when you see something wrong, you have to stand up.
Right.
If you see somebody being abused or hassled, you have to stand up.
Right.
Right.
And people that are not just on the fringes, but a lot of people are going to be disadvantaged by the choices that are reverberating. The white power faction
mm-hmm.
and the anti-labor faction and the, you know, business is king faction and the fossil fuel faction that he seems to be embracing so heavily. On youth and marijuana, I'm kind of an old guy. I'm 60 plus, and I smoked pot when I was a teenager, and I didn't end up as a drooler or, you know, a total slacker. but marijuana at that time was much milder than mm-hmm. what you can regularly get now.
Yeah.
I mean, even exotic weed, you know, Maui, Waui, whatever, back in the day,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not the same thing that you're dealing with now.
Right.
No, it's not.
And I, unfortunately, you know, that there's been more research. Well, fortunately, there's been more research, but it points to the basically non-finishing part of development that young people go through, and that their brains and their emotional psyches are not really gelled until they're some in their well into their 20s. Mm-hmm. And that there's a lot of development going along, you know, from the early ages, but it continues all through the teen years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a problem when you're adding a lot of psychoactive effects. I support your looking at this as a medical device or aid for yourself and for other people that have appropriate symptoms that can be helped and dealt with. And I also think that...
Uh-oh. Hello?
Are you there? Nope, I think the line went out.
Oh, man. Is he still on the line?
I am.
Oh, oh. Good. Hello.
I'm glad you're still there.
Yeah. And go ahead.
Just real quickly, you know, chemical medicines and especially opioids and heavy pain medicines have tremendous amounts of side effects.
Absolutely.
Not just that they're dulling, but, you know, they're tend to be habit forming, to be polite,
mm-hmm.
and they have a lot of side effects like suicidal thoughts or just a straight addictive quality.
Yeah. Yeah.
And because of that, we're, as a country, undergoing just a huge wave of bad effects from prescription medications and painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, there's lots of ODs, lots of people getting really crazy,
mm-hmm.
you know, stealing and robbing and being literally out of their minds from
right.
the side effects of these drugs.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So that's my two cents.
And I appreciate that very much. Thank you for calling, and I hope you have a wonderful evening.
And you.
Thank you. We have another caller, Cody.
Hi,
are
Cody.
You there?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
I'm all right. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having a discussion. We need to, like, have more discussions in radio, open calls like this in the evening more often in KBOO to increase the listenership, if possible. And you guys are doing a great job filling that slot in.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
As far as Trump is concerned, I consider Trump a defibrillator. And the Americans have been anesthetized to a pretty good degree. And I personally think he's good for the country insofar as that he's waking everyone up.
I could see that. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's forcing everyone to really focus and think about where they stand in the universe. And what I'm trying to say is that there are some people who think they're on a specific position. That is until they start to look deeper.
Right.
Okay.
And then they may start feeling a little bit more uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Trump's in the situation. This person who may feel a little uncomfortable taking a specific position may not feel that way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a lot of people are overreacting, mainly because Trump will have his hands full in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I can understand that point.
We know about Trump. We know about how despotic he can be. We know about how underhanded he can be.
Yes.
There are a lot of politicians that are just like him, and we would never know unless we actually saw them in action. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And the truth of the matter is that there's a lot of things that are going on behind the scenes that we're not aware of, coupled with the fact that our media is really dropping the ball
mm-hmm.
and not trying to inform the American public to the degree that they have. They should be.
Yes, I agree with you.
You know, it's like they're trying to foment more fear because they are afraid what Trump will do to them. Because if anyone feels anything right away, it'll be everyone in the Beltway on K Street, it'll be everyone in Washington, D.C., and it'll be a lot of people politically connected, which are going to be the very higher up media people.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to feel it right away. You and I, we won't really. We're regular people down here doing our regular thing. Now, as regular people, we're still going to have a vote, you know, and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
But Trump won't be able. Trump is going to have a direct influence on a vetting process. A good example is I discovered that lobbyists, he's gotten rid of a bunch of the lobbyists, and they're catching a little difficulty trying to figure out exactly what he's trying to do right now as a result of him breaking a lot of the tradition. And I think, I don't know, because, I mean, you're speaking to a brown person who's always been on the front lines of racism in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, I appreciate people like Trump because he'll look you in the eye. Mm-hmm. Unlike a lot of people out there who will just sneak up behind you.
Right. Okay, I get that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, look, you disagree with him, don't like him all day, but he'll stand toe-to-toe to you.
Mm-hmm.
He won't smile in your face. tell you what you want to hear, and then all of a sudden pull the rug from up under your feet. You'll
he doesn't
color.
Sugarcoat. He doesn't beat around the bush.
No, he doesn't. You can see him a mile away. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. And like I said before, there are going to be people who... I don't know. We're going to do a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking. We're going to be looking at a lot of things in hindsight because he just might be our generation's Teddy Roosevelt. He just might be.
Maybe.
We don't know yet.
I mean, considering what's been going on in Washington, D.C.
I mean, he could be completely really? Different than what people thought. I mean, he could probably be, you never know. He could be the best thing that happened to the world thus far. We never know. We don't know.
Right, we until don't. He makes some and really don't.
I guess I mean, we do. There you go. Did the dump button. Anyway, I appreciate your opinion, but I'm going to have to go ahead and hang up now. I'm so sorry, but I'm running out of time.
Right.
I appreciate you calling in and giving me your opinion,
you so
and
much.
You've had me look at it in a different light. So thank you for that.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Joe.
And we have another caller, Joe. Joey?
Hi. Hey, I tuned in pretty late, so I just caught about maybe the last 5 to 10 minutes, but I assume you're talking about cannabis and also Mr. Rump.
Right. Mr. Rump.
Right.
Mr. Rump, he's been bankrupt at least 4 times, and like some of the previous callers have alluded to, he's screwed so many people mm-hmm. out of money, subcontractors, laborers. He had illegal, according to one story I heard, he had illegal Polish workers in here working, and he knew that he could basically pay them peanuts, and they wouldn't complain because they knew that they'd be shipped out of the country if they complained. And that's the modus operandi of most of the Republicans, and by the way, I'm not a fan at all of the Democrats, and I don't know which would be worse, having Hitler in there or Mr. Rump. Either one, it's bad for this country when you consider what the Democrat Party did to Bernie, and I'm not even 100% behind Bernie. I mean, he had a lot of good points, and, you know, universal health care is one of them, and a fair wage is the other. And, but Hillary, you got to keep in mind, her hubby passed NAFTA and GATT back in the early 90s, and is Ross Perot, the independent presidential candidate. He said, a little jug-eared Texan guy had the funny accent. He goes, "If you pass NAFTA or GATT, you're going to hear a giant sucking sound all the way to Mexico." Well, within six months of that happening, when they passed NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, and GATT, which I can't remember what it stood for, but it's G-A-T-T, the Pendleton Woolen Mill Shirt Factory, which has been here since, like, way back in the... There's three of them over in the southeast Portland, Milwaukee area. And all of those packed up, and within 6 months, all that got moved to Mexico. And so, and by the way, with weed, I'm a retired EMT, and guess how many marijuana overdoses I went on in 35 years?
How many?
Zero.
Right.
Zero, 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 zero. Okay. I would recommend to people, if you're going to use cannabis, not to smoke it. Either to vaporize it, put it in an edible form, or some other way of ingesting it.
Okay.
Please, whenever you do, don't make your own BTO, butane hash oil, because if you've watched the news at all in the last 5 years, some of these geniuses that have made that have blown houses completely out.
Yeah.
I mean, like blown walls out of houses, blown the roofs off. So that's just nuts. So don't make that stuff. But if you're going to use cannabis, vaporize it. Don't smoke it, please, because, even smoking, if you've got to smoke it, it's still better than doing prescription drugs if you have pain.
Yeah.
Now, a while back here, I had just a screeching back pain that was just ripping out all along the perimeter of my waist, and I went and got some of this stuff called Canna Tonic,
mm-hmm.
and it was about... 18 or 19% CBD, cannabidiol, which is what you use for pain and seizures and stuff like that, and epilepsy. And it had less than 1% of THC in it. That stuff worked like a champ. I went and got a vaporizer, one vaporizing hit of that, and it took care of my back pain for 3 days.
That's...
And I also, once in a while, will use that along with my white willow bark, which is what aspirin used to be made out of. So go to the supplement shop. Don't go to the pharmaceutical shop because you'll live a hell of a lot longer. And you've got to start eating clean, too. Most of people's pain problems are caused by inflammation. And when you eat pro-inflammatory foods, like bread, pasta, pizza, beer is like liquid bread, it's just really makes your body
so
really
Joe.
Acidic and sets you up for cancer, diabetes, arthritis, especially the pain. Most of the pain comes from arthritis with most people over the age of 30 or 40. But I just wanted to make my point there. But
Joe,
what's the name of this show? I haven't heard it before.
This K-Boo.
Kitchen Table Conversations.
I know the radio. I've been listening to that for 35 years.
Yeah, this is Kitchen Table Conversations.
Kitchen Table Conversations.
It must be a new show. I don't have internet, but it must be a new show then, right?
It is fairly new.
First one, or how long have you been on the air?
I've been on the air for a while. A couple years.
Sorry, I missed it. But anyway, thanks for the let me get up on my soapbox. But by the way, real quickly, they're talking about teenagers or kids using weed. I would recommend that they don't. But
okay, all right,
wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, I have to keep going though. I have another caller. Oh, no more callers. I guess
okay.
They hung up. So I'd like to say thank you for you calling in and giving me your opinions. EMT. He was an EMT.
Yes.
And that's important. So
also, he brought up a Cannatonic or something like that. So I just wanted to let you guys know. He said it's 17 to 18% CBD. So if you don't want to smoke it or
it's a rub.
Yeah.
It's like
make
an
sure,
ointment.
Yeah. Use that.
Like
a
muscle rub. It actually works.
If you don't want to take if you don't want to take pain or aches away by smoking it, then use that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go to a quick song, John Legend,
Ordinary
People, and I'll be right back after I use the restroom.
I'm in love with you, but this ain't the honeymoon. Past the infatuation phase, we're right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehaved, and you've made your mistakes, and we both still got room left to grow. And though love sometimes hurts, I still put you first, and we'll make this thing work. But I think we should take it slow. We're just ordinary people. We don't know which way to go, 'cause we're ordinary people. Maybe we should take it slow. Take it slow. This time we'll take.
I absolutely love that song. However, I gotta cut it short. So we have some callers. I'd like to get as many in as we can. So first caller.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hi.
Hi. How are you guys?
Hey.
Who is this?
My name is Mercedes Johnson.
Oh, hey Mercedes. It's Marshalia.
Hi, Marshalia. I know.
Hey, girl.
I heard y'all talking about some good old weed.
Uh-huh. What you got to say?
My views on weed is that it's bomb as fuck.
Hey, you got to watch.
No cussing.
Just know I got my diploma. I'm going back to college. It don't affect me or my work.
I feel that. I feel
that's
that.
Good. That's good. Thank you for letting us know that.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I wanted to say what's up and hi.
Hey.
Okay.
Smoking as we speak.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thanks, Mercedes.
No problem, girly.
So, who are there more callers? She's off the air.
Did we lose Mercedes?
Yeah, no,
we're done with Mercedes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was talking to someone else who was actually talking about the name that the caller before Joe mentioned. What was it called? The rub?
The Canatonic?
Yeah, Canatonic. Yes. This young lady who called also said it's also the name of a strain.
Oh, okay.
Just so in case. You know, it's both.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, yeah, apologies. Yeah, I'm so glad Mercedes called. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, if there's anybody else out there that'd like to call in the last few minutes of the show,
please do.
Let us know your opinions.
Also,
I want to send a quick shout out to E-Fly.
Yeah.
Is that his name, E-Fly?
Yeah. I also like to send a shout out to Thad and RJ. Thanks for hitting me up and asking me questions about the show tonight. I really appreciate it. Thanks for sharing the information, RJ. That was real cool, too.
And pay attention, because your sister's going to be on at the end of the show, too.
Yeah, so listen for Hennessy the Goon. Yeah, man.
So, okay, well, we got about 5 minutes left. So let's talk a little bit about some pet peeves that I have.
Oh, my gosh.
So the other day, I was in the store. And the lady had a kid with her, and the kid was crying, and the lady wasn't acknowledging her kid. The kid was just crying and crying and crying and trying to grab things, and she was just walking with the kid and wasn't, like, you know, consoling him or, you know, trying to find out why he was crying. Most kids cry in the store because they want something, but it kind of irritated me, because here this kid is screaming at the top of his lungs for whatever reason, and you're ignoring him. But everybody else in the store has to deal with the crying. I just wanted to look at her and be like, shake her real quick. So, pet peeve, if your child is in a store or a business and they're screaming at the top of their lungs, please take them aside and find out why they're crying.
Yeah, or take them outside, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's too much.
Big pet peeve. So, it's really irritating.
Ooh, I got a lot of pet peeves. But yesterday, so I'm sick. I probably don't look or sound very sick right now. But yesterday I was going through my socks. I had, like, you know, I was trying to put socks on my feet because I was cold. Okay, I went through like 3 pairs of socks, and at least one of each pair had a hole in it. That is like the biggest pet peeve of mine. Why? Why does it have to be one sock? Come on now, like,
right? You need to start throwing those out.
I know, but
then they'll show back up.
But then I gotta throw both of them
away. Like,
that is so irritating to me.
Then you do mismatch.
And also,
I wear mismatch all the time.
Okay. Look, I've been out in public lately. Well, not since I've been sick, but. Women, man, when you go to the bathroom, it's called washing your hands. That's a pet peeve of mine. I got to touch that door handle after you. You know, like, no, that's not okay. The soap dispenser. I mean, oh, wait, you don't touch the soap dispenser. Ha ha.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
That's
so
a
wash
big
your hands
pet
when
peeve.
You go to the bathroom.
Please.
That's just hygienic. So we're coming to the end of the show, and I just want to say thank you for everybody who called in. And I love all of you listeners out there and everybody who has an opinion about whatever it may be. You're never wrong. It's your opinion. So I'd like to say bye-bye, and I'll see you next month.
See you later.
You know, a lot of stuff's been heavy on my mind and heavy on my chest lately, so...
Look at the world around us, man, it's crashing and it's burning. Got me praying to the Lord for better days and deep discernment. I'm not nosy, I'm observant. I acknowledge I ain't perfect. Trying to turn the other cheek and trying to be the bigger person. But it's easier than said, it's all reflecting in my head. No more dwelling on the past and being worried about what's next. It's like I'm on my last breath and with a noose around my neck. And it's day and age to reach its age, it really is a blessing. Oppression and depression got me stressing with this lesson. Is God trying to tell me something? If he is, then what's the message?
I'm trying to get this money for my brother who's a college kid. Crying to myself like thank the Lord God he really did it. Leading by example wasn't hard and plus I dated women. Taught them all I know and 2 years later I'm an auntie figure. Now what's the difference if I'm sending in this contradiction? Trying to right my wrongs but I go left and miss the whole picture. Hazy vision cause I'm blazing hanging in the trenches. Praying that I make it, yes they're living in the same conditions. That's far fetching, double minded, having double standard. Double temptation in my face, my kryptonite is damaged. They say if you knew better, you would do better. But I know I'm still living up and do whatever. My daddy's gone and my mama, she's my backbone. Like every time I fall off, I always go back home. Headed down the road of truth or death up in my rear view. It's time to make a change, the end of days is coming up soon. Raised to be a Christian, but was bred to be a goon. Was taught from the streets, but I never learned from school. Now it's time to pay my dues with my head held high. Cause in reality, we all just living to die. So I'm 10 toes down, trying to steer from my demise. Steadily claiming that I'm cool, but you can see it in my eyes. Hey, as time flies, I think I'm learning from my every move. To make it in this life, you gotta sacrifice and lose. That's the truth. If I'm lying, you can stop me now. I'm standing tall, so you can never ever break me down. God got me, you don't. You a lying, he won't. You a fake and he can't. And that's the friend that I want. You non-believers, I don't get it. You say he's a fraud. Yet every time you get in trouble, you say, oh my God. Would you die for everybody to have a clean slate? Or get beaten until we couldn't recognize your face? Now I don't think so. It's time to wake up and look around because the devil's trying to take us. I know I'm not perfect, but tell me who is. You couldn't judge me if you wanted. Lead the judging to him. I know I'm going on the whim to get the ignorant to listen. God gave me your word. Now it's time to do my mission. I don't get it. Is my pigment such a bad thing? Are we in our last days or a bad dream? This world is contribution so confusing and it's complex. We living just to die, so I'm wondering, am I next? Yeah.
You're listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to sponsor the Elysian Brewing Breakbeat IPA KBOO Benefit on December 8th at the Liquor Store Bar and Venue in Portland. KBOO and Elysian Brewing will celebrate the release of the Manic IPA series with hip-hop, funk, and electronica spun by The Pariahs, DJ Dakimba, and Vinology. Again, that's Elysian Brewing Breakbeat IPA KBOO Benefit.